That's the sound of my garage door opening. My name is Andrew, and this is a kind of a dual broadcast on Open Podcast and my site, exit50.com. And we're going to do my own damn strategy cast from the garage, Texas style. So I'm going to sit in my recliner amongst all my junk in my garage, my pinball machine, my washer and dryer that I need to reinstall, my barbecue, of course. And I got my grass that needs to be cut. Ever since I started doing podcasting back in February, I really haven't done anything. Oh, by the way, disclaimer. Mother, if you're listening to this show, don't. I might be swearing. And as a son, I have a little bit of Catholic guilt, so I don't want you to hear me, you know, say these things. That would have saved Scott Peterson a whole lot of trouble if he just would have thought about his mother before he went out and did what he did. Same with OJ. So, anyway, enough of that. So, anyway, my house is a mess. And I want to talk today about trying to tie together three Ps, the triple Ps. Pod Show, Paris Hilton, Podcast Alley, and how they all relate to Walmart. So, and I will get to all these, I hope, if I took my notes correctly. I'm driving home this morning, and I'm basically doing the walk of shame, the drive of shame here in Texas. I was out last night at a friend's house, and I had too much vino rosa, so too much red wine. And I spilled some on my wife, beat her shirt, and I was driving home, and, you know, I'm looking a little disheveled and pasty, and, you know, I'm going to do the whole day backwards, and I'm going to go to the Walmart because I want some of those ribs. I'm going to go to the little super center out here on Marsh and George Bush Highway. For those of you outside of Texas and Dallas, there is a highway here named after the father, George Bush Sr., and the Walmart is right near there, and hopefully when the son gets out of office, we'll name something else after him, maybe the state, or beer. They already have a Bush beer, and there's even soul food named after Bush, so we'll find something to put his name on, you know, maybe a school or something, or who knows? So I'm driving to the Walmart and going for these ribs. You know, I had the cufflink shirt on, so that's kind of out of place. And I'm walking through. And the one good thing about going to Walmart on Wednesday morning is that there's nobody there except for the people restocking the shelves. And I got to thinking, you know, Walmart as a whole is kind of like the United States because it's so big. And there's so many places. It's like the global almost. It is global, but it's such a big operation. There's so many employees. There's almost 2 million employees, $233 billion in revenue. And America is so fortunate to have all these, you know, goods right there at our fingertips. And they were loading in the steaks and, you know, and there was one of everybody kind of stocking the shelves. There's just a variety of stuff. It's a one-stop shop. Kind of like Pod Show, I think. Or we don't know yet. And statistically, Walmart is able to find out exactly what's going on or off their shelves. I bought some ribs. So in Arkansas somewhere, they said, sold some ribs today. And then they know that right away, immediately. And actually, sometimes they help the retailers out by saying, look, you know, soap, liquid soap selling better than, say, dry soap, you know, in this particular region of the country so that they can supply better. There's just a lot of information there. And that kind of reminded me of Podcast Alley because there's so many people there that are voting. The top 50 podcasts are looking to see what their rank is. It's kind of, you know, seeing where this whole thing plays out as a strategy cast. Again, my strategy cast. And again, talking about Walmart. Also, what's really not mentioned, and this was in the Walmart report that I read today because, you know, I just want to look at it from a broker point of view, was they're in Argentina, Brazil, Canada, China, Germany, Korea, Mexico, Puerto Rico, and the UK. That's kind of what my hit counter looks like. So there's people on the outside of the United States looking in, okay? So at the end of this report, there was a little analyst thing. And they said there was a few trends going on in the United States. It says consumers as well as consumers both here in the U.S. and overseas have a wide choice of stores competing for their attention. And that it reminded me of podcasting. And guess what? There's a lot of podcasts competing for attention. So is that is Pod Show going to be like the Walmart competing for everyone's attention? Will it be offering discounted, you know, like rollbacks on podcasts? Is this where the, you know, the Walmart-ish type thing going on? I don't know. I mean, it's interesting to see models working over here and then kind of quasi-model working over there. I don't know. You know where I'm going with this. The second trend that the analyst said in the report was discretionary spending remains sluggish due to a weakened but growing economy. Yes, the economy is growing. I hate to disappoint the liberals out there, but, you know, America is still going strong. But what really offended me was the word discretionary spending remains sluggish. You'd never know that from the Paris Hilton podcast. She is what she personifies, wretched excess. And she's not even someone that even earned the money. I know she's smart. She's got her own businesses going on. But she, before she got there, she was just spending her daddy's money and going out there, traveling around the world. She's made good on it. Probably the boyfriend or the fiance she's got now is like, get your shit together and, you know, start make a business out of this, you know, sell perfume, you know, and probably got her thinking, you know, listen, you did the video, the porn video, you got the movie now. And then obviously somebody's turned her on the podcasting, you know, now she's playing in our world. So, but I found it kind of funny that her advertisement, basically her banner has been put on everybody's site that Adam Curry picked to be in Pod Show or the first who he was going to produce to the world, et cetera. The, you know, and it just, I just found it ironic. I meant that Madge Weinstein, the liberal from Yeast Radio, would put someone like Paris Hilton, who personifies wretched excess, on her podcast. I just find that the that's not being too real to your cause there, Madge. You know, it got me laughing. And then the other one that it was on was the rock and roll show. The guy that does the rock and roll, I was listening to him. And he was pained to death to put that through. I could tell it. I could hear it in his voice. Paris Hilton wouldn't come to any one of your parties. They wouldn't come to any one of your shows. She doesn't give a shit about any of us. You know, hopefully, by the will of Allah, she will go away on the 6th. When her podcast and her movie and her show all wraps up in a nice little, neat little ball, and see you later. So, my publicist. Crazy. It's interesting to listen to. But nevertheless, another thing he said, one more thing. He says, older Americans in particular are likely to cut back and save for retirement. This is true. People will pinch pennies for, you know, say, non-discretionary items, you know, things like, you know, an extra cable bill, an extra satellite radio bill, maybe, who knows. Those will be the first things to go if the economy starts weakening up. So, still not a big fan of satellite radio, XMSR or Sirius, because I've rented cars with it in there, and the programming is just terrible. And commercials, too. It's just annoying. I hate commercials. I don't care what form or friend they come in. And then he says, too, at the end of this report, he says, value has become a new but acceptable hallmark. Interesting. Value. Where do you consider value? Do you consider value in something that's honest and forthright? Or do you find value in something that's disingenuous? To answer or comment on these questions that I've just asked, go to exit50.com. And if you go to my website, I will take a picture of my little StrategyCast notes, my little schematics, because I put a picture of the day up there every day. And hopefully you'll find that of interest. Thanks for your time. I hope to hear from you. That's a Texas bird. Texas birds, plural.